the album Full Circle was often criticized because of the production. Is that the some that you can agree with?
No, I don't know, man. I just did what I felt was banging to me at the moment, you know. I don't know if people didn't receive the music well, they didn't receive it well. Like I said, I put the record together in 2 months with the producers I had around me, and I felt as though that we put a good foot forward. Usually, like I said, I spend about a year making my records and all that and so forth. But you know, for some people, they love the record. You know what I'm saying? Some people, they didn't like the record. But you know, it's all about moving forward, and the next one might be banging harder than anything else I've ever made. It may suck worse than what people expected, but the fact is that it feels good to me. So, you know, when Restless felt good to me, nobody, you know, complained about it. So, you know, the people that had the naysay about Restless, you know, whatever. You know, they was just like whatever, whatever they wanted to say then. But for me, I don't know. I think that as I go forward and make better music, then, you know, it may be received better, but it still ain't gonna stop me from getting in the booth.
How come the video to Thank You was never released?
I just was unhappy with the whole promotion of the record, period. You know, for me, I should have released that first. You know, I should have released that first off Full Circle, because that was the biggest push. You know, like I said, they wanted to go one more, but you know, listening to MTV and listening to everybody else that I felt were going to jump on the bandwagon because, you know, we having so much success over there, felt that Concentrate would have been better received. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I didn't push the issue. I didn't push it. And that's my fault. You know, I'll take the blame for that because the way I see it, Thank You should have rolled out first because that would have been heartfelt. It would have been something that the fans could see. Like, I took time and I really put that foot forward for them. But it was felt as though that I was trying to compete to popular music with Concentrate, and that was never. It's easy to just disregard the whole record off that. You know what I'm saying? Because if you don't dominate that popular music scene, and people don't take the music for what it's worth, and me coming in and creating my lane that I've already created with songs like Paparazzi and Foundation, Thank You would have been received because that's what people expect. That's what people respect from me, you know?
I feel you. What kind of an experience was it performing that song on Letterman?
It was incredible. It was the first time I got to actually bring something that was a brainchild that I put together and that I saw come from a thought to fruition, and bam, it worked, you know? It worked, and the performance was strong.
Okay, yeah, I thought that was a great performance. I mean, that song by itself was worth the money for the record, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it was good. I'm glad. Thank you, man. Appreciate you.
I heard Cavi was doing a remix album of Full Circle with new beats. Is that still in the plans?
Well, we did some remixes. I'm sitting on them. You know, I didn't do anything with them. You know, because by the time they were done, it was kind of like the push that would take to reintroduce or relaunch an album. I just didn't want to put the time into it. I figure if I'm going to do that, I might as well do a new record. So, you know, slowly but surely, we've been collecting songs, and I think, you know, the next one will be extremely well-received because I'm taking my time with it.
Do you have a personal favorite song of all time that you did?
No, I still feel like I haven't made my best song yet.
All right. What about an era in time? What's your favorite musical era that you've been in?
I gotta say, the mid-90s, man, that fucking, man, that was like, wow. You saw mega groups come out. You saw mega stars. You saw the best number. Hip-hop dominated the fucking world. You know what I'm saying? Like lyrics. Lyrics, dog. Think about it. Lyrics, man. Like, it was a variety of artists. Not just everybody doing the same shit. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you. But, you know, you've been involved in three different crews. The Liquid crew, the DPG crew, and Strong Arm Steady. But you're still an alcoholic at heart, right?
an alcoholic at heart, man. I don't drink as much as I used to, but the spirit is there.
There were some talks about King T wanting to put together a Liquid Crew project. Is that something that's still happening?
Well, I mean, if he puts it together, you know what I'm saying, I'm willing to listen. You know, I'm willing to sit down and listen, you know? But, I mean, I've been let down so much when it comes to this group shit, man. It's, you know, I feel like that I don't want to say no, never, but it's going to take a lot of convincing.
All right. How do you feel about the groups that are popping right now, like G-Unit and Cash Money?
I mean, it's more power to them. You know what I'm saying? Anybody that can keep a group of black men together and create something that's going to feed kids without getting your door kicked in, I'm rolling. You know what I'm saying?
You know, 50 Cent shouted you out in the club. Did you expect him to become as big as he did?
I mean, you never know, bro. You never know. I'm good with 50. I'm good with everybody that's making music, man. Like, I don't choose to, you know, get involved in the he say she say shit. I was glad the dude shouted me out. You know, at the time, you know, we was under the same management. I was under Goliath Artist Management with Eminem, with Paul Rosenberg, Eminem, and D12, and I was under the same umbrella. You know. And it was a shout out to acknowledge, I guess, the fact that, you know, we was all in the same room.
Yeah. And there were rumors of things being sour between you and the Game at first, but then you appear on his album and he was in yours. Was there any truth to a conflict between y'all?
Well, there was no conflict. I think what had happened was, you know, like I said, more gossip, more Us Magazine Weekly. People, guys have been to him telling him I said something, he said something, he said fuck this and fuck him and fuck that, and it wasn't until we met face to face, and you know, it was what it was, and you know, we continued on like that. So, you know, it's nothing. You know what I'm saying? I don't play into that shit. Like, if a nigga really got a problem with me, it's really not hard to find me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm right here. I'm right here.
How do you feel about the way the rap game has developed over the past few years?
We've all witnessed the deterioration of the spirit of hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? Now, this is rap. You know what I'm saying? What we have today is rap music. This ain't hip-hop. This is rap. You know? It's commercialized. It's oily and salted, you know what I'm saying? It's cream filled, it's donut wrapped, it's cellophane sealed, it's commercial, my nigga. You know what I'm saying?
It seems like swag is more important than skills nowadays.
You know what? Hip hop has turned into the WWE. You know what I'm saying? Like, hip hop is now wrestling. You got a bunch of niggas stuffed up on steroids, threatening each other. Everybody got a theme to what they talking about. Everything's fucking corny. And even though you know it's fake, you can't keep your eyes off it.
That's a good explanation. So who's Exhibit feeling right now?
Huh?
Who's Exhibit feeling right now?
Man, I still listen to all of the shit that what made me fall in love with hip hop. I listen to that. You know what I'm saying? I'll go back and I'll bust out Fear of a Black Planet. I'll go listen to Showbiz and AG. I'll go listen to Big Daddy Kane. I'll go listen to motherfucking live shows. I'll go on YouTube and find fucking Me and the Biz, Master Ace. You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck. Dude, I listened to shit that made me fall in love and find some value in what I was doing, because I can't really say that about the music that I feel coming out today. But then again, they didn't understand the music then. You know what I'm saying? Like, so maybe the kids that's coming now, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to disrespect them or say that, oh, that's whack. You know what I'm saying? Because I just don't understand it. But what I do know is that the shit that I do understand, I could do that well. So maybe it'll develop into something that eventually, yeah, okay, well, that turned into this, because it all come in cycles. You know what I'm saying? I just know I can't compete with that because that ain't what I do, my nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What I do do, I just got to do that well. And I don't know. I can't really say I'm feeling this new cat coming out. Wait, there's a dude named Ransom that's out of New Jersey right now, I think.
Yeah, I know.
That nigga can spit. That's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? Like, the nigga can spit regardless. I'm not checking out, well, is he real? Did he shoot somebody? Did somebody shoot him? Like, I don't give a fuck. Look, the dude can fucking spit, and it sounds convincing.
what about on the West Coast right now?
I'm feeling Crooked Eye. I'm feeling Superfly and Damani, new group. I'm feeling them. I'm feeling Bishop Lamont like a motherfucker. That's my nigga. Glasses Malone. Big Hutch got some shit coming out. Cole 187, I heard his new shit. He got some shit that is fucking amazing. It's some real shit that I can get into because niggas is saying something and not trying to compete with down south or imitate niggas or nah, man. Like, let's just do us.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel you. And you were also on DJ Crazy Tunes mixtape CT Experience last year on a song with MC Ren. Tell us about that.
Yo, man, Crazy Tunes is innovative. He puts the whole mix CD, the mix album together, and blasts it off and wanted to put a video to it. And I'm with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't no different. You know, if I was to try to put together something like that, I'm sure if I reached out for them, it'd be the same thing, you know? But he asked me to get down, and of course, that's my nigga. It's coasting. Anything to move the coast forward.
How come your song Grown Man Business that Dre produced was never properly released?
We didn't mix it in time. We couldn't get it mixed in time.
Alright. Now, what made you go and cut your hair?
It was a personal decision, you know? I woke up one morning, and I took down my braid, and I was like, went in the mirror, and I picked up the phone and called Diamond. She was my hairstylist at the time. And I was like, let me just cut this shit. And, you know, I cut it, and I washed my hair, and I felt good, man. About a week later, I got a call to do X-Files 2. No, actually, it was Pinkville for Oliver Stone. And then I just cut it down some more, and boom. So that's what it is, you know? It was a personal decision, and then I just rolled with it. It feels good. It's very convenient.
It's funny, because I've had long hair for 7 years now, and I just cut them, like, a few weeks ago, too.
Yeah, it feels good, man. Watch
Hell yeah.
Hair. Got to sleep comfortable. Shit ain't pulling all over the place. Hair don't smell like fucking Dax hair fucking shit or whatever the fuck they use in their hair. Hair product, that shit, I'm very clean. I was like, okay, church.
So what's up with a new Exhibit album?
It's coming. I don't got a name for it yet, but I got some heat rocks, my nigga.
Who would you like to work with on this one, production-wise?
I don't know. I'm going to see what's happening, though. I'm going to take my time with it. But each one going to mean something. Each one of these songs, I got to make it count. You know what I'm saying?
Do you think we'll still see it in 2008?
You'll see me on some guest appearances. I'll warm it up before I come full throttle.
All right. And apart from music, you're also an actor. How is that going right now?
It's good. I just finished X-Files 2. I play FBI agent. It's coming in theaters July 25th. And then I'm working on another movie right now called Fence Walker. It's another movie from Chris Carter. So, a different movie. I did another independent film called American Inquisition. And it'll be out this year also.
All right. What's up with Open Bar Entertainment?
The bar's still open.
That's it?
Yeah, just only the bartender's allowed inside right now.
And ideally, where would you like to see yourself 5 years from now?
I don't know, still living. If I can accomplish that, I can do everything else by myself.
Before we go, is there anything else you'd like to let everybody know?
Hey, man, I just appreciate the support, you know what I'm saying, throughout all the years. And, you know, look for your boy to continue doing quality shit, you know. You never let me down, so I'm going to return the favor.